Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
37923.
Thank you. Let me see. And could I please have your first and last name?
Isabella Town.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
1025 Morrow Road in Knoxville, Tennessee, 37923.
Thank you. So I do see here you got the Vital Care Keto Gummies, also the Vital Care Cleanse. So those two products did start a 7-day trial. After the 7 days, you were charged the full amount for the product that was received.
I actually just got the gummy yesterday, and I saw a charge on my card for $109. I'm trying to figure out what was the charge for.
Right, yes, ma'am. So that was the full amount of the product you received. So the keto and cleanse, this started a 14, I'm sorry, it started a 7-day trial, and after the 7 days, you were charged the full amount for the product that was ordered.
I just got the product yesterday, and I actually tried it. I didn't really like the taste. And the $109 is for that. That's for $109.
Right. Yes.
Okay,
That is
I
the full
want to send
amount.
it back. I didn't even like the taste. I would like to send it back, and I would like the credit back on that account, please.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. We actually do not have a return on it. And if you remember when that order was placed, there was a checkbox that asked if you were 18 and older. That same box stated about the 14-day trial and that you would be charged the full amount of that product after the 14-day time span. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms. And so it would have to remain.
I just got the product yesterday. I tried it. I didn't like it. When did the 14-day trial start it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a 7-day trial, and that 7 days trial started when that product was ordered.
Oh,
So
really?
it would have started back on,
I tried it
May.
when you guys are processing it.
I'm sorry.
I start trying the product while you guys are still processing it.
Right, and we understand that you cannot try the product if you hadn't received it. At that point, you could have gotten us a call for a trial extension.
I didn't even know you were
But
charging my card until I saw it yesterday.
okay, well, yes, ma'am, I completely understand. I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. What I can do for you is a 35% discount, so this product is at a discounted price instead of the full amount.
You're
And
talking
that this.
about that gummy that I tried yesterday that I didn't like. You're charging me for trying that gummy that was supposed to be a trial. If I didn't like it, then I don't have to buy anything.
No, ma'am. That wasn't the offer. The offer was just the trial.
I'm trying to figure out exactly when do you think people receive the product that you ship a week later? And then you're charging for the trial that I didn't even have. I got the product yesterday. I tasted it. I didn't even like it. I was going to call today and figure out how to send it back. And I see a charge on my card for $109. And now you said that I'm supposed to be trying it while you guys are processing it? Because I
No,
just got the
ma'am.
product.
I was saying that that's when the trial period started. But what I can also do is a 50% discount. So that product is at a discounted price, and that does cover all of your future purchases.
You don't understand. I didn't even like the taste. That thing tastes awful. I don't want that product. That product doesn't taste even decent. So why are you charging me 50% of something that I was supposed to taste first? and I didn't even like it.
Right, yes, ma'am. So even, and I understand, but you would have still had to agree to the terms and conditions in order to be charged. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms. But I can also do a 75% discount for you.
What's your name?
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
Kenya, I don't know if you understand me. I tested the product. I didn't like it. And I have the right to not buy something I don't like. So the agreement was for me to try the product. It wasn't for me to be charged, regardless I like the product or not. That wasn't the agreement. Because that's supposed to be something that will improve my health and make me lose weight and all that stuff. First of all, I would even have a chance to know whether or not it's going to lose weight because I put that thing in my mouth and it was, the taste was, for some reason, it was absolutely unacceptable. Like, terrible. So I do not want to even taste it again. I'll be more than happy to put, there is missing only one pill out of that thing. I can mail the whole thing to you. So my agreement that I agreed to wasn't to be charged regardless if I got the product or if I had a chance to try it or not. Did you understand my confusion that you're trying to sell something that I already said that I cannot stand?
Okay. Well, what I'm explaining is that when that order was placed, there were terms and conditions you would have had to agree to that stated you are in a 7-day trial. After the 7-day trial, you'll be charged the full amount of that product. So if you had seen the terms and conditions, you would have already known to call within the trial period, so you're not charged the full amount of that product, or even for a trial extension. So with the terms and conditions being there, that is what makes it a valid charge, ma'am, because you were already warned that you would be charged the full amount if you did not call within the 7-day time span.
So, again, the trial period is for you to try something that you got on hand. I cannot try something that your company did not even process yet.
Right, so and so if you had called within the trial period to let us know that you have not received it, you need more time, then we could have given you a trial extension or just placed the account on a hold. So even though you were saying that we didn't give you time to try the product, you still would have had time, if you read the terms and conditions, to not be charged the full amount because you still would have been able to give us a call to let us know that you have not gotten that product. So it is still a valid charge.
So, Kenya, whether or not I said I want to try the product, at this point, being human, you can understand that nobody's going to think that you are counting the time that the product is not on my hand. Now, unless the plan was altogether, I would never have a chance to try the product, and I would be charged anyway if that was the company plan, because if your company knew that somebody's not going to have a product on hand, why would they say your trial period is 7 days? They should say you have a zero time period because we don't send the product before the 7 days. Do you see what I'm trying to figure out? I'm trying to figure out how legitimate is your process and how legitimate is the charge you're trying to put on me, because it's not the fact that I said whether or not I want to try the 7 days. It's the fact that you wouldn't even send me the product until the trial period is expired. So I have a problem with that. I have a serious problem with that because most of the time, it's not the first time that I order something online and they say a trial period, but it doesn't start until I get the product. I never, ever in my lifetime, I'm almost 60 years old, and I never had a company that tell me the trial period starts the moment I've made the order, knowing that the order is coming somewhere from California somewhere that doesn't even get here on time. I've never seen that kind of discrepancy in what you thought I agreed to, because I know I didn't agree to be on a trial on a product that didn't even leave your warehouse. I know I didn't do that. Do you understand that, Kenya? I'm trying to figure out how legitimate is your 7 days. Because me calling for extension when I don't even believe you should be charging me for something you didn't even mail. You shouldn't be even be trying to count the days that I placed the order. Now, what wasn't there, for sure, you should put that on a bold print that said, the 7 days start while you're charging right now. Believe me and everybody else that ordered the product will say, how can I start a trial without having a product in hand? And you understand that because you are a human being, a smart human being, and you know that that charge should not start until somebody had a chance to try it. I didn't even have a chance to try it 2 days, more or less 7 days. And you're talking about extension? Extension for what? I don't have the product on hand. I'm waiting for you to send me the product. Why would I even think about extension when I didn't get the product? And you know I don't have the product. So you understand my confusion right now. I'm going to call the bank and trying to figure out where does this all end, and then I'm going to try to figure out any way to get my money back because this is outrageous. This is outrageous. It's not whether or not you stole my card, not stole my card, quotation mark, but the fact that your information was incorrect. I have a time to try once the product is in my hand. That's what we don't agree on because you are trying to make me believe that I knew that while you're processing the product, my trial started. I'm not that stupid. I would never, ever agree to be under a trial of a product that I don't have. Do you understand my confusion?
No, ma'am. I don't understand the confusion. Because there were terms and conditions
I would like to talk to somebody who understands this. Either it's going to be you or it's going to be a supervisor or it's going to be a new station. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to speak with me.
Okay. Well, we do go by the same protocol, so a supervisor would advise the same as well.
Well, I would like to hear that from your supervisor right now, and
sure.
Then I would like to figure out if there is a TV station or somebody who want to know how your system is working.
Okay, well, bear with me one moment while I get you connected. Thank you for being patient. One moment. Okay, I'm getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
You too.